This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug here at 6, almost 7 after the hour. I threw my farm hat on. Jay's probably chuckling, listening to me on the phone, talking to
the calves.
Yeah, right. Well, we have calves. We had twins born on the farm early yesterday morning, and twins have a hard time surviving. They don't normally survive. But it's very interesting. People are fascinated to see two calves plop out of the back end of a cow. it's very interesting, and you learn a lot about how it works, but it's really very hard for them. And they become what's called free martens. They can't reproduce. Neither of them have their sexual organs, so they would only be good for one thing, either as pets, or to be on my sanctuary, or some guys would just send them off to be veiled. Anyway, that's the story of life on the farm. A couple of other cows, actually 6 or 7 are supposed to calf this week. So I want to, and it's too, we kind of miscombobulated the breeding time, because I would much rather have the calves born, in the spring, where it's warm and it's kind of the beginning of everything. And I've done that fairly well. But when you put them with a bull, sometimes the bull's not a sure shot. If you know what I mean.
That's what she said.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so let's get to the best time of the day, which for many people is today, or it is now. The best time of your life, hopefully, is N-O-W, now. Have you made a decision today to make this the best day of your life? Is that a big, that sounds big, doesn't it? This could be the best day of your life. Well, could be the best day for the week, or you can make it the best in some way, shape, or form. What do you want to have happen? What would make today the best day of the week, or the best possible day? One of the things that I noted earlier is that we're out of retrograde. Mercury is out. There's still some planets that are in retrograde, but the real crazy, this one has been kind of a nutty one.
Yeah, the real son of a gun is done.
Yeah, for now, anyway. Yes. So, do you need a piece of paper and a pen to get started to write down things? I find more often, even though I've resisted this through my life, I haven't written things. I just hold thoughts. But more lately, I've been writing things down that are good, that you remember, that you want to have in your head. So perhaps you'll start your day by writing down a couple of things that would make your day a good day. Think about it that way. All right, here's something that's not so good. This fellow trying to abduct a girl from outside of her school, and his parents knew what was going on, and they reported him. Right? Diego Gettler.
Yeah.
Taken into custody. Yeah, go ahead. Tell
this. This was in the morning, and she was dropped off, and it was dropped off a little bit early. So the student was sitting on the steps of the school, and this guy approaches and asks her, do you go to school here? And she's like, yes. And he's like, oh, okay. And he walks up the stairs past her, but then he turned around and started approaching her again, and he made her feel very nervous. And so she started walking down the steps, just trying to get away from him. But she was walking away from the school, and he grabbed her and tried to abduct her, and she's kicking and screaming, and he's wearing a mask, and she pulls the mask down, which kind of spooked him. So he runs off, gets in through his passenger door, and drives away. Well, then the authorities are able to release camera footage that was taken, surveillance footage that was taken nearby, and they show the vehicle. They show the driver getting the suspect getting in the passenger side before driving away, and even a glimpse of his face when she pulled down the mask. Well, his parents recognized him in the surveillance photo video, and also noted that his car, it was his car, and it had the same markings, it was the same color, the same type of car, and he has an issue with his car where he has to enter it from the passenger side. And so they immediately realized that this was their son. They went to the police and said, like, they identified him, and said, we believe this is our son that is involved in this, and turned him in.
Mm-hmm. Good. So it should have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Framingham News is filled with news of the Brazilian elections. I have told these stories before. Framingham, the community where I've lived all of my life, has the largest Brazilian community outside of Brazil. And there are plenty of places around, especially in the New England Northeast, that are housing more Brazilians coming to work and live here. And so the intense interest in the Brazilian elections, I thought it was kind of, you know, it's gotten some attention, national news and stuff. The incumbent is Jair Bolsonaro, who is right of center. And the contender was, the challenger was former President Luiz Lula da Silva, who went to prison in 2018 on corruption charges. So, again, two kind of lousy choices. The reason that there's a question about Bolsonaro is because he's been criticized handily for his the pandemic response. There were 700,000 people that died in Brazil because of COVID, supposedly. Anyway, if you believe the stats.
Mm-hmm.
So as of this morning, Lula has, let's see, 48.4% of the vote and 43% for Bolsonaro. So this kind of reminds me of Providence, Rhode Island politicians. The better, the more time they've served in jail, the better they do in local elections. So this guy has been in jail. He was in jail until he got out to run for president. So it'll be interesting to see as the results continue. But their system down there is also, their voting system is as corrupt as ours is. So they're having a hard time coming up with real hard numbers. Why, you know, you look around the world and democracy is ruining itself. This is the fourth largest democracy in the world, Brazil is.
Mm-hmm.
And the corruption is rampant. And so, you know, what good are the elections in a sense?
Exactly. At what point do we are already identifying things are broken, so when are we going to fix them from within and get to the root of the cause?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Right.
Today, the Supreme Court, our country's Supreme Court returns, this is the October term, it's a pretty good gig for them. They have July, August, and September off. They are in, they're on duty. Now, they'd say, well, they're on call, but they, you know, okay, that's good. But, if you know, you got 3 months off, kind of, it's not a bad gig, right? The 6-3 conservative majority, be interesting that they start hearing arguments today, oral arguments, in an Idaho couple's case, construction. The house they built was near protected land. They built the house and they were told to tear it down because it was too close to the wetlands. They had permits. They had all the things they needed. But apparently there is some issue that obviously needs to be settled by the Supreme Court. So that's one of the first things they're going to be talking about. I don't have, and I say this advisedly, I don't really have faith in the Supreme Court because it's like everything else become too political. I don't. Do you pay? Yeah, I mean, it's the decisions are binding, but are they really? I mean, look at what's happened since in the 4 months since Roe v. Wade has been changed, however you want to define the word change, and all of the things that have happened, various states, various ways that people are finding to
have. Well, so many states already had trigger laws in place, so once it was turned back over to the states, they took effect rather than having the community vote one way or the other.
I find it's so polarizing, and it doesn't have to be that way. There's more thought-provoking stuff that could be done instead of making it political. And it's the fault of the system that it allows for presidents to be this political with these appointments. It's wrong. There should be no politics involved in this at all. I know it sounds naive for me to expect that in this day and age, but that's the one of the things that ruins countries. We're ruining a good thing. And I know those of you who think that everything revolves around Trump or around being quote-unquote conservative, most of you don't even know what the word conservative really means. And so I know that sounds like a slug, but it's actually meant to, it's in fact meant to be a slug, because you don't understand what the real world word, what it means to conserve things. And it doesn't mean to save the kinds of things, you know, that are a part of the political mainstream. It doesn't. But we're, you know, going hot and heavy, fast down that track. Apple executive leaving after appearing on a TikTok video making crude jokes about this. Daniel Mac, vice president, right? The video is posted by Daniel Mac of Tony Blevins, asked what he does for a living after this guy Mac, TikToker, spotted his Mercedes-Benz or McLaren or some expensive cars. He says, I race cars, play golf, and fondle big-breasted women.
But I take weekends and major holidays off. This is a quote from Arthur, 1981's film Arthur.
Yeah, it is. And so is this enough for this guy to be forced into a resignation because he was crude?
That's the question.
The answer is no in my book. Not at all. It's time for us to... is that an appropriate comment to make? I suppose it depends on where you are, and maybe this is an age thing. But as far as I'm concerned, this is again what we're doing to the like think, the virtual signaling that I was talking about last week and got so many comments about it when I explained what it was all about. And so this is it, you know, you all have to conform to the same way of thinking or you're out, which is going to do a lot of damage. Is it right? Would I say it? No, I probably wouldn't say it. But that doesn't mean that somebody else shouldn't have the right to say it and not fear losing his job, I think.
Yeah, we need to stop the cancellation.
Absolutely. 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
We'll be right back. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
We've never really worn masks during the flu season. Is that what's on the horizon, Ken?
We've been fortunate. 2 years ago, the first year of COVID, we had a very mild flu season, and the feeling was because of all these new precautions we were taking with masking and just staying out of certain spaces, not only decreased the spread of COVID, but also decreased the spread of the flu.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. Time for us to deal with some trending social media items, Doug's Dirt, and a focus on Maim Bialik. I finally learned how to pronounce her name. I'm quite taken by this lady, and I don't know that I can put my finger on whatever. Is there one thing? No, I don't think so. But now I'm even paying attention to the Big Bang Theory, which when I first came across it, thought it was a big waste of time.
Oh, it's a great show.
Yeah, I know. Well, I like her in it anyway. And then what is that other show, Cat?
Call Me Cat.
Yeah, right, yeah. So anyway, we've got some focus on her as far as there have been a lot of people who had lots to say about what she wears, and we'll kind of go down that street after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Maim Bialik. She is the host of the evening Jeopardy show. The other guy hosts the daytime, but now they have an evening version and a celebrity version, and she's really good at it. But she talks about her mother critiquing her outfits.
Yeah, it seems like everybody has something to say about what she wears.
What she wears, yes.
Including her mom. And she even points out that her mom didn't even know what Jeopardy was until she joined the hosting duties. Because when she first started, her mom would be watching it to support her daughter and would be texting her while she was watching it and ask, why is everything in a question? What's this? What's this about? What's the point? And then she got to understand it more and was really enjoying the show. But she will comment, she'll text her every single time she's watching the show to comment on what she's wearing. And she'll be like, oh, I like that blazer, but I don't care for this top.
So what? She was a child star. What was she in when
Blossom.
She was a youngster? Blossom.
Yeah,
what
Blossom.
Was that show? What was that show about?
It was a show about a teen girl who lived with her single dad and her two brothers. And I think the oldest brother was out of the house. I can't recall anymore. She had the big hats with a big old flower on it, typically times. And
really?
Her best friend's name was Six. It was a good show. It was TGIF.
See, I never, ever came across her until I saw her on Jeopardy. Now, the other things never registered with me, and so I don't know of her history. She's obviously an accomplished actress and is very smart and has a quirky nature,
so
which makes
smart.
Her interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess that's it, right? It's her quirky nature that people find interesting.
Yeah, she played a neuroscientist, and she actually has a degree in, I think, neurobiology.
Right, yeah. So good for her. Anyway, that's our latest from Maim Bialik. How's that? Pretty good, huh? 28
that's
past
enough.
The hour. Yeah, thank you.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles Unified School District downplayed the severity of last month's cyber attack and subsequent data leak of district information during a Monday news conference. The attack and system outage at LAUSD was first reported on September 5th. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
No evidence of current employee information based on our analysis.
The man accused of fatally driving over six Christmas parade goers during the Waukesha parade in Wisconsin last year was tossed from court multiple times for a series of strange outbursts on Monday. 40-year-old Daryl Brooks disrupted proceedings ahead of jury selection, forced forcing the judge to take numerous breaks and to eventually instruct him to participate from another room. The suspected murderer, who is representing himself, is intentionally disrespecting Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, arguing he did not recognize the judge or the state of Wisconsin. USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The idea that today can be better than yesterday, hold on to that. If it doesn't work for you today, try it tomorrow. If it doesn't work tomorrow, try it the next day.
Try again.
Exactly. It's all about attitude as much as anything else, and I think that's something that we, for the most part here, I don't think we always have, nobody has the the best attitude all the time. But if we can speak well most of the time, that's good. Winston Churchill said, oratory can turn a commoner into a king. That is, using your head, the old expression about putting your brain into gear before put your mouth in motion, is something good to remember as well. Sometimes difficult to do, but it's something worth thinking about. Speaking, rallying the troops around to thinking, okay, this makes good sense. I guess we could apply that to our friend Mr. Putin, who's not really our friend at all. So now, according to a lot of people that are listening in on Russian radio and TV, which is controlled by Putin and the state, he has turned the war around. No longer is it about the Nazis. Nope, the Nazis aren't the problem. It's the West. We're at war with the West. We're at war with America. We're at war with England. We're at war with France and Germany and Italy and Spain and all those bad guys in the West. That's what he's telling people. He gave one of the... This guy is obviously off his rocker. There's a translation of the speech, Jay, that was given yesterday, one of the craziest speeches. You think some of the stuff Trump says is crazy. This guy is certifiable. And that's, once again, you wonder about how it is that somebody like this can stay in power for as long as he has, being as crazy as he is. Really and truly. You know, you can think about this.
And there's been no uprising or a coup of any kind.
Well, this sort of is now... not only among the people that formerly were his friends, the so-called oligarchs, but youngsters that are, trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong. But it's just really, it's amazing how maddening it is that so many people have died for nothing, that so much disruption has occurred for nothing. And, you can say, well, all war has no real value. I disagree with that, because World War II did have value. Since then, none of the wars we've been involved in have had any value, but World War II certainly did. I think it's awfully hard to study that or know that and not come to that conclusion. So anyway, but I just, I saw this thing with Putin all over the place and thinking, good God, it's amazing. Okay, so now I would like to bring us back to those exciting days of yesteryear, not so long ago, when we had Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley on the program with regularity, and she hasn't been on for quite a long time. And I thought, because Halloween's around the corner and there's a lot of stuff about spirit in our minds, that we would bring Mary in to talk about spirit, spiritual things. She has a great website. You can access it by going to soulscout.net. Mary O'Malley has been involved in psychic matters pretty much all of her life, which is the case, Jay, with most good psychics. Most good psychics are born, but I'm one who also believes that you can cultivate. If you have the tendency, you can cultivate. All of us are psychic in one way or another, and many more people pay attention to psychics and psychic thinking and psychic advice than, they would like to have you think. People still think there's a stigma attached to, ooh, you talk to a psychic? And meanwhile, hey, did you hear what the psychic, that kind of stuff. I can hear Mary chuckling in the background, because that is how oftentimes she and others who are really good and psychic are perceived, right, Mary? People don't take, they want to take you seriously. If they need you, they take your advice and your help seriously. But if they don't, or they kind of think it's an anti-religious thing, they'll kind of either laugh at you or discount you. That's fair to say, isn't it?
That's fair to say, yeah. They're not going to call me and pay me money, so to speak.
Right.
Unless they understand that there's something in the process for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is something for the process. I've been around a lot of psychics in my life. I've had a lot of advice from a lot of psychics. I've been interested in what they've said. I think I first, because of what I do for a living, became a target, and I say that in the nicest way, from people who are promoting psychic thinking and psychic. There have been a lot of psychics who've been guests on lots of radio programs over the years, and they have interesting stories. It's really kind of fun to listen. Whether you take it seriously or you don't take it seriously isn't the point. The point is that there is value if you want to give it, if you want to assign value to it. So I bring you around as we've started October to the month of Halloween. I've seen a couple of things about Halloween, including Michael Myers, the star of Halloween, now is attached to some
real estate deal in New Hampshire. So what, you know, the value of it is he brings attention from a lot of people. People say, wow, Mike Myers, look at that. And there's two Michael Myers. This is the guy who was in Halloween. The other Michael Myers is the comedian from SNL. Anyway, he's a local iconic horror character. And so this home up in Weir, New Hampshire, which is on Lake Winnipesaukee, it looks like kind of a cool place, but is it really? And so you get into what is, you know, is it all about bad vibes? Is it all about bad, you know, the Halloween stuff seems to be more negative than positive in that it's kind of scary, but in reality, is it really? Halloween is about, it's All Hallows Eve. It's about good and bad spiritual experiences, is it not?
Yeah, it typically, there's a belief that the veil between the other side and our side is thinner at that time of year. And so people would, you know, put out gourds and decorate them to try to keep the bad spirits from coming through. But it was also an opportunity to connect with ancestors that may have passed. So, you know, good and bad.
So what is the, if we can go just one step further with that, the difference between good and bad in terms of spirit? Who is there a you know, we look at these horrible movies that are created by Hollywood, Freddy Krueger mm-hmm. and the chainsaw guy and all that other stuff. And that's what sends people away from spiritual thinking, because they tend to ignorantly think that the spirit world is full of that ilk instead of the goodness and blessings that come from most in the spirit world. At least that's been my experience.
Right. Like any plane of existence, there's some kind of weird balance of good and bad, you know, type of thing. For the most part, what mediums work with are the, you know, your ancestors that come through, and they come through with love. But I wouldn't want to contact an ancestor that wasn't nice. You know, I've had.
So what happens if somebody comes in? Well, let's say you're doing a reading for somebody. You've been doing this for a long, long time. So if you have someone that is asking questions and something negative comes in, or some being negative comes in, negative being, what do you do? How do you mask it? Do you try to not tell people the whole story, or what do you do?
Well, I won't work with a being that feels very dark and negative, so I just tell it it's not welcome and, you know, ask my guides to help throw up my energy to block that person. I've only had that happen in 30 years, maybe 2-3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it scare you? Does it even scare you? Sometimes that stuff comes through?
You know, it makes me angry. It doesn't, in that moment, I get angry. Like, oh no, you don't get to come here. Later on, I think about it and I think, wow, you got pretty bold, you know? But yeah, in that moment, it's just they're not welcome, and I make sure they know they're not welcome. I won't tolerate it. Mm-hmm. And but like I said, it's so rare. And even at that, they'll still maybe try to get a message through. Maybe they want to apologize for their evil deeds or whatever. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can tell just not to trust that energy.
But the energy is real. No, that's the point. I think one of the points here.
It feels real. It feels real. And my whole body reacts as if it's real. So yeah. I'm going to say yes, mm-hmm. it's real.
Yeah. So just for the benefit of the people that may not have heard you on this program over the years, how did you get started in this? How do you realize, and does this apply, you're discovering your own psychic abilities? Do you think that same sort of thing applies to those who find out that they're psychic, they know they're psychic? When did you first know that you had it, and so how has it carried you through your life?
Yeah, I think I was pretty young, but my mom pretty much squashed it out of me, you know, as fast as she could. And after that, it was, I always thought maybe I had something, but I didn't pursue it. And then when I was in my late 30s, all of a sudden I was around a lot of people who worked in that area, who kept telling me how psychic I was. And And suddenly I was surrounded by people that supported me in that endeavor. And that's kind of how I started opening up. And it's funny because I have all these letters behind my name. I have a few degrees. But
yep.
Once I started the psychic work, that was, it even started out as 50%, 75%. And lately it's been 100% what people want and need from me. So at some point I came out of the psychic closet, you know.
Explain what you mean by that, 100% versus they need you in what way, 100%?
That's what they're calling for. That's what they're making appointments for. And they're not making an appointment for hypnotherapy or, you know, or any of the other stuff.
Mediumship, psychic mediumship. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
That's what people want. Yeah, well, they want to have answers. People want answers because the world is a crazy, it's nuts. Or is it really? Is it just our perception? Is it nuttier now than it was 1,000 years ago? Psychics have been in existence for thousands and thousands of years. You think it's really nuttier now?
Well, I think it's all perspective. You know, everything's bigger now. There's more people. There's more. Our lifestyle is very complicated compared to where it was, you know, when I was born. So yes and no. It's just a whole new set of issues and some of the old issues. But more than anything, I think what I do is hold a safe place for people to really see inside themselves. And get to know themselves on that deeper level, and help decide what they're in control of and what they're not.
Well, there's never maybe a right
down to,
maybe a right time and a wrong time, but this is the right time of year at least to reach out. So if you would like to have a good mediumship connection, go to soulscout.net for Mary O'Malley here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy, sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Today on Hey Culligan, reverse to reduce. Here's Bob.
Hey Culligan, I love fresh water, but I got plastic bottles coming out.
Whoa, Bob, you are not kidding about the bottles. But did you know Culligan's reverse osmosis and always-on drinking water systems provide fresh, clean, delicious drinking water and help reduce the equivalent of over 15 billion plastic bottles from landfills worldwide?
Holy fresh, environmentally friendly drinking water. Am I right?
Right, Bob. And we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention, do you suffer from severe fried chicken-related cravings? If so, Kentucky Fried Chicken's $6 two-piece drum and thigh combo may be right for you. The combo contains tasty chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, a flaky biscuit, and an ice-cold drink. Side effects may include more money in your wallet, happiness, and the urge to lick your fingers. Order KFC's two-piece drum and thigh combo on the KFC app for just $6. That's finger-licking good. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Tax extra.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and Chuck Curry, Movie Moments Time, Friday Night Lights. Every time I turn around, there's some different story about high school football, college football, professional football. I've looked at all of my various sites, Chucker, and there's all of this stuff back and forth. The Patriots and the tantrums and J.J. Watts and... Whether this is too much. Anyway, but Friday Night Lights was both a movie and a TV show, wasn't it?
Yes. This day in TV history, the TV show Friday Night Lights premiered on NBC, which was 2006, ran for five seasons. I think, in my opinion, one of the best TV shows ever produced. I know that's high praise, but it is an excellent show. The movie was good. Billy Bob Thornton played the coach of a small Texas town, and how important high school football is to a lot of people. But Kyle Chandler took over the role in the TV show and I think owned it. Although Connie Britton, who played his wife in the movie, was in the TV show also. She was excellent. What a great, one of the great husband and wife, you know, character pairs of all time in a TV show. I think it's on Netflix or Hulu, and it has a very strong afterlife. The ratings were never overly strong, but I love that show. I used to watch it. Barely survived season to season because the ratings weren't great, but critics liked it, and I loved it. Good show.
You know, I was looking around yesterday. The weather was kind of lousy yesterday afternoon, and I was thinking, maybe I'll go to the movies. Okay. And I looked at the movies that were playing locally here, and the one with Sam Rockwell, kind of, okay, maybe I'd go see that. And then there was another one with Susan, not Susan Sarandon, but Kevin Kline. and
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver, that's it.
Yes,
and they both looked okay, but I didn't get excited, and I wasn't motivated.
So you went to see the horror movie Smile. Tell me.
No, I didn't, but apparently everybody else did, because it did very well over the weekend, right?
Yes, it did $22 million. It blew past expectations. It's always a horror movie, even low budget, with an interesting marketing campaign, for some reason always gets people into theaters. That genre audience is there and waiting, and this one hit $22 million. It's a good opening, number one at the box.
Did you see it?
I did not. No.
No. When's the last time?
Too busy watching football. Too busy watching football, though.
Right. Yeah. And
I find Sunday exhausting.
Another horror show.
Like, I find it's exhausting.
Very stressful.
And then the Mets lost. Yeah. I'm a big Mets fan. They got swept by Atlanta.
The only thing that was on last night on regular television were the two new CBS shows, The Equalizer, and that new, what was it, East New York. I actually watched. It was on the same time as The Rookie. I had just sort of finished my day's work, and I watched. I was back and forth with the two of them, and I found the East New York show, the people very likable. The story was very good. The Rookie has turned out to be one of the best shows on television, according to many people. And the Equalizer is wearing on me, because I find, like, NCIS.
I like the premise. I think the scripts on that show are weak, though.
Awful. And the guy who plays goofy guy who's a computer nerd, he's annoying.
He was in Saving Private Ryan, that guy.
Was he? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's annoying as hell.
He's had a good career.
Well, he's terrible in that. Although I do like the black detective. And his relationship with, but the kid, her daughter is beginning to be annoying as well. It's just not believable stuff. Or just not interesting. Anyway, but I thought the other thing with Jimmy Smits and the lady that I've never seen before, but she was very good in it. There's a bunch of character actors that you'd recognize. Pretty good stuff. Anyway, that's my TV review, Chucker. What else you got? What about other box office
tropes? This day in 95, O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of murder. I think that lit up the airwaves. What do you think?
Yes,
remember that?
I think it did. Yes. I remember, when I was on KBC in Los Angeles at the time, I was the only one in Los Angeles who thought he deserved another chance. See how much good that
Oh, boy. The only other box office news event is Don't Worry, Darling, Olivia Wilde's much publicized movie. Number two this week, and it dropped 62% week to week, which tells you the audience was front-loaded. Yeah. Still 7.8. 33 million in 10 days.
What about that
still
Sam Rockwell
solid
movie with the British actors?
We have it booked at our theater. It's just sputtering along at a million and a half.
It looks like an interesting movie, though. Anyway. All right, so that's our review of what happened at the box office this weekend, with some ancillary thoughts as well. Chuck Curry here with the Duggar and Jay at 59 after the hour.
That you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.